Well, good Friday morning, beloved. Thank you for inviting me into your homes for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're going to be finishing up our study of 2 Corinthians chapter 13 as we read verses 1 through 13. Here, the Apostle Paul prepares the way for his planned visit by encouraging the Corinthians to take a close look at themselves to see if they're really being true to their faith in Christ. If they are, Paul will not have to deal harshly with them when he arrives. And God's saving word for us all this week has been spiritual renewal. So, let's finish up 2 Corinthians as we read chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. This is now the third time that I am coming to visit you. Any accusation must be upheld by the evidence of two or three witnesses, as the scripture says. I want to tell those of you who have sinned in the past, and all the others, I said it before, during my second visit to you, but I will say it again now, that I'm away. The next time I come, nobody will escape punishment. You will have all the proof you want that Christ speaks through me. When he deals with you, he is not weak. Instead, he shows his power among you. For even though it was in weakness that he was put to death on the cross, it is by God's power that he lives. In union with him, we also are weak. But in our relations with you, we shall share God's power in his life. Put yourselves to the test and judge yourselves to find out whether you are living in faith. Surely you know that Christ Jesus is in you, unless you have completely failed. I trust you will know that we are not failures. We pray to God that you will do no wrong, not in order to show that we are a success, but so that you may do what is right even though we may seem to be failures. For we cannot do a thing against the truth, but only for it. We are glad when we are weak, but you are strong. And so we pray that you will become perfect. That is why I write this while I'm away from you. It is so that when I arrive, I will not have to deal harshly with you in using the authority that the Lord has given me. Authority to build you up, not to tear you down. And now, my friends, goodbye. Strive for perfection, listen to my appeals, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with the kiss of peace, and all of God's people send you their greetings. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, where Paul says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." You know, we've been talking about power, the Corinthians saying that Paul was had no power, that he was weak. You know, he was all talk and all that when he was away, but when he's there, he's just a little, you know, wussy guy. And Paul is reminding the Corinthians that anything they have, anything that Paul has, anything that anybody has in Christ, is because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, is because of the love of God, and because of the fellowship, the guidance, the direction of the Holy Spirit of God. Those three things will make you powerful indeed. Let's pray. Sovereign God, help me to strive for perfection and to live in peace with everyone I meet. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit bind communities of faith in love and knowledge of you. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our week together to an end. Hope to see you in church this coming Sunday. But if we don't, well, then hope to be with you again, Lord willing, Next Monday, when we will be in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 17, where the Apostle Paul describes life in the Spirit. Until then, may God richly bless you in every part of your lives, and you just keep holding on to those prayer promises that God has given you. God bless. We'll see you next time.